right. We've heard that song once or twice before. And that's a fun way to kick off another sports song segment. How you doing? It's Nick DiGilio, Friday morning here on 720 WGN live in the WGN Skyline studio. We're here till 5 a.m. on this Friday morning. And the NFL season has kicked off in a big way with a huge party that the NFL threw right here in Chicago at Grant Park, right down the street from where we are. And then the big game between the biggest rivals in the history of the NFL, the Bears and the Packers at Soldier Field, didn't turn out good. But it was a big night, and the NFL has kicked off, and football season is here. And so every time football season or any sports season kicks off, we love to have Rick Geezer in. Rick, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now you produced Hamp OB and Cause.
I just finished
cleaning up.
Yes, I had to make sure 9/11 was back. They could take the regular calls.
Yes. It was a very disappointing game for Bears fans, and I think a lot of it has to do with the way in which they lost. It was just a terrible loss.
It was a terrible. I think OB mentioned that the biggest indictment is that this game looked like when I played.
This is
the way we played.
Yeah. It was. I didn't see the whole game. I saw bits and pieces of it. I saw highlights, and I did see kind of the last quarter of the game, where at one point they were 3-40.
It was.
I was watching two TVs at once, and I was looking over at the TV, and I saw the graphic that said that they were 3-40, and I'm like, well, somebody made a mistake. Honest to God, yeah, I thought somebody made a mistake in the graphic department on TV. I was like, wow, that's a pretty big mistake for NBC to make. And then it was real.
Yeah.
But one of the other things about why this game was so devastating for everybody was the hype was insane.
Well, I think everyone's expectations were really up. I mean, there were things to criticize last season, but they were 12-4.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost it, at the end of the season in a heartbreaking game. But there were still some positives. The defense was they played all right.
What, last night?
Last night.
Yes, they did.
They played all right. They weren't playing to the standards of last year.
Right.
But then there were so many mistakes on the offense.
Yeah.
Timing mistakes. Mitchell Trubisky, looking at one receiver, forgetting there are other receivers.
Yeah.
Tariq Cohen not running the ball.
My friends on Facebook, I have a lot of Bear fan friends, many, many, many diehard Bear fan friends on my Facebook page. And they were posting, obviously,
of course,
live during the game. And that was keeping me updated on what was happening, too, as I was watching all kinds of media because I had to watch my Cubs and I had to watch my big brother. Had to watch Big Brother episode.
Had to. Did you watch Bachelor in Paradise?
I do not watch that.
Okay.
But last night on Big Brother, double elimination. It only happens once a season. It's always the best episode of the season, and it did not disappoint.
All right.
So I had two. I was over at my folks' house. They got two TVs with an eye distance, so we had like all kinds of stuff happening. And I had my phone. I was looking at Facebook to see what my friends were saying. At one point, somebody said, like right at the end of the game or very near the end of the game, said, "This is the worst performance by a Bears quarterback I've ever seen. Avellini would have won this game." And that was like, whoa. Well,
those are fighting words.
Yeah. So anyway, well, look, let's move on from that loss. Denver a week from Sunday.
Denver, Vic Fangio, the Bears defensive coordinator.
That should be a fun game.
He's like sitting there going,
yeah.
I know how to scheme against this.
We got 9 days to shrug this off and get back, and they're on the road in Denver. Two road games, then they're back home.
Yeah.
Okay. And you will have pre and post with the guys.
Yeah, we're not on this Sunday.
A
week from Sunday we'll be on, and hope everyone listens and give us a call. And there's a lot of passion going on.
As I said before, Tom and I just love listening to that show. And I don't want to sound like a jerk, but I love the show more when they lose, when the Bears lose. And I'm just saying that because they're like last night they were on fire. It was such hilarious and great radio, and how impassioned those guys are is so much fun to listen to.
Yeah, and we knew right away. We knew whenever they lose, the phone calls are going to go nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, we had full lines and we weren't even on the air yet.
Yeah, yeah.
At the full. And the funny thing, OB Hamp was at the game because they honored the 85 guys before the game. Mm-hmm. So he was at the stadium for the first half,
mm-hmm.
and then came in at halftime. So OB and I are sitting watching the game, and OB looked at me. He goes, you know I'm on Rokan every week. I said, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I sit at the end of my bed with my phone on, and I tell myself, I'm not going to get mad. And before the end of the conversation, I'm screaming. I'm standing.
Well, we've got fantastic highlights from last night's
Excellent.
Show, and we're going to play it back after three when
Excellent.
We let you go.
I'll listen driving
please
home.
Please do.
Yeah.
Please do. But it's great stuff. And it's great stuff when they win. I don't want to say it's only good when they lose, but they're great because they're insightful and they're passionate and they know what they're talking
right.
about. It's great radio, win or lose.
Exactly.
But it was off the charts last night.
Crazy stuff.
Okay.
Crazy
all
fun
right.
stuff.
Rick produces
well,
that.
Let's start off with something. Let's go back to the glory days.
Well, first of all,
yes.
Before we start,
sure.
Tell everybody, I just want to make sure everybody knows how okay. they can get to Sports Songs and what Sports Songs In is.
Well, you can go to, there's a website, sportsongs.com. You
right.
can go to Facebook. There's a page called sportsongs.com.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it easy.
And it's a collection of.
It's a collection of. Of all the different songs that I have collected for, you know, nearly 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
You'll ask, so I'll tell. Dr. Demento helped get me started back in the day. I love the doctor, wind up my radio, Dimensions and
yep.
Dementites, and he kind of got me going on it when I did some work for him, and...
And it's a very specific collection. It's a collection of athletes, anybody who has anything to do with sports.
Yeah, so there's players and coaches. There's some refs. There's some commissioners.
Yeah.
You know, everybody
right.
seems to think they're a singer at some point or another.
All right, well, let's kick off the football 2019-20 season. Sports Songs Edition. Where do you want to go?
Why don't we go to track 130? And this was, you started off with the Super Bowl Shuffle 1 week after the Chicago Bears recorded or won the Super Bowl. Walter Payton, we've just unveiled his wonderful statue.
And by the way, can I just say
yeah.
that that special on WGN was unbelievable.
Very good.
It was beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he went into the recording studio with William the Refrigerator Perry, and they put together this heartwarming song called Together. So this was recorded 1 week after winning the Super Bowl.
So it's Sweetness and Fridge. Here we go.
34-72,
teamwork is the theme of our song.
Divided we're weak.
Together we're strong.
United as one.
We could only be greater.
This is Sweetness 34.
And the refrigerator.
So be a part of our team.
Watch everyone win.
Keeping prejudice out.
And friendship in.
Bringing pride to the nation.
And joy to the world.
Find yourself, join with others like a
string of pearls.
Cause we're making things happen.
Only for the good.
Uniting people worldwide.
In all neighborhoods.
Making all feel better.
Raising self-esteem.
And anyone can make it.
Just believe in your dreams.
Put forth your best effort. Give it all you got. Hang on to your goals, cause they mean a lot.
Time is so important, so precious to waste.
If you think I'm joking, just look at my face.
Together as a team, we have a dream. Everyone must stand together. If we hold hands in this great land, we can make life a whole lot better.
Classic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so good. Great way to kick off the show.
Yeah, it
Rick,
was.
Hang on, okay?
All right.
Rick Gieser is with us from Sports Songs. You want to jump in with a comment or a question or a suggestion? 312-981-7200. The football edition of Sports Songs will continue after the news, which is right after this. It is Friday morning. All the regular Friday features are coming up. Fly Jams Friday, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummies, Vicks Picks, and Fly Jam Friday. And we would love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. We are having our annual NFL kickoff version of Sports Songs with Rick Geezer. Rick, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
All right.
That was Dennis Green, former NFL coach.
Right. We are who they thought we were.
We are. And that is from the Sunset Band.
Yeah.
He was on drums. And Doc Severinsen from The Tonight Show was on the horn.
Always impressed by that.
Yeah.
That he got Doc Severinsen to play on his CD.
I guess the check cashed.
Exactly.
Or the check cleared, you know?
Exactly right. All right, cool. So we're doing a football-themed sports songs. We love to do this. And some of these sports songs are actually legitimately good. Well, we just heard Doc Severinsen playing, and
that
that's legitimately
great,
good.
Yeah.
But some of them are terrible, and some of them are fun. But that's part of the fun of sports songs. So where are we going to go next?
Why don't we go to 138? And it's one of our favorites, Terry Bradshaw. He's been singing for years, and we played some around the Super Bowl because he was on The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
But in the 70s, he was putting out legitimate country records, and he was making the charts, not high on the charts, but, you know, he was making the top 40 in country music.
Yeah.
And by the way,
The Masked Singer comes back in 2 weeks, and I could not be more excited.
I know.
Tom, do you watch The Masked Singer?
No, because I'm not really one for singing competitions, and I'm not going to lie. I thought this was kind of a dumb show.
Oh, it's the most ridiculous show that's ever been on TV.
But you love it.
I adore. Well, what are they dressed as? They're dressed as like mascots. So it's like
that's
mascots
true.
Coming out and singing.
The costuming.
I love the show.
The costuming and the stagecraft are amazing.
Tom, you got to watch it. I know that you can kind of get sucked in. Give it a shot.
I will do it for you.
Yeah.
I'll do it for Rick.
Yeah.
But I'm going with trepidation.
Yeah. It is now, and I'm not going to say it is one of the stupidest shows I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's not The Wire.
And I've watched. No, my God! But I've watched every episode, and I loved every episode. But I knew it was Terry Bradshaw. Before he took the mask off, I was like, because they drop hints.
Yeah.
They drop hints at you to see if you can guess who the mask
singer
is.
And I knew it was Rumor Willis. I don't know why I knew it was her.
I'm trying to think of the who I got right. Well, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're talking Terry Bradshaw, who had a legitimate music career.
And in 1976, he had a hit with the Hank Williams classic called I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. So why don't we listen to it?
Let's do it. Here's Terry Bradshaw.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill, he sounds too blue to cry. The midnight train is whining low, I'm so lonesome I could cry.
I've always been a fan of Terry Bradshaw, no matter what he did, whether it was his music, which I think is sometimes really great and fun, whether when he played football. I think he's fantastic, a fantastic broadcaster and hilarious. And I think I loved him in movies, too.
He's so good. I mean, I still talk about, you know, how I want my own naked room from the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, there we go. So there's some Terry Bradshaw for you. You can't do a football-themed sports song without playing
you
some Terry
play
Bradshaw.
You gotta play some Terry Bradshaw.
You gotta.
Because he's done it in many different genres.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
Why don't we go to 150?
Right.
And this is one of my favorite players when I was a kid. Deacon Jones, the king of the sack, the king of the head slap, but he was also the king of music there for a while. He teamed up with some of his Rams friends, and they the Fearsome Foursome, and they put out some records, and he also put out solo stuff, and of course, who can forget him telling Peter Brady that he was part of the Glee Club in the classic Brady Bunch episode. So, just for that.
Yeah.
But in 1969, he put out this great record called Play the Game.
All right, and this is Deacon Jones.
You had found somebody loved better than you love me.
play the game that I believe it in.
Yeah, I love this one, man. This is one
that's a great one.
It's one of my favorites that we play whenever we talk football. That's like a really really fun, great song. All right, where are we going next?
Why don't we go to track 189? Again, another fun song, more recent, came out in 2010, but we can argue if it's good or not. But it's a great video. It's a fun song. It's by LaDainian Tomlinson. He was a former MVP of the league, great running back for the San Diego Chargers, and he put out the LT Slide Electric Glide. And if you want to check out the video, it's all over the internet. Go to YouTube and all that and check the video out. But this song is special.
This is very special. Just this is one of my favorites. Here we go.
What it do? My name's LT. I got a new dance for y'all. It's real easy to do. All you gotta do is glide with it. Oh, here we go. Come on. When I get ready to play the game, every Sunday, yo, it's all the same. I do my dance. I get it, my stance. I read the defense, I read the defense, I read the defense, I read the defense. Now sidestep, 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 sidestep. Now catch that pass,
catch that pass,
catch that pass,
catching that pass.
Now throw the ball,
throw that thing.
Now celebrate.
Hey, mom.
Wave to your mom.
Wave to your mom.
She's in the stands.
Look at your wife.
See your uncle.
Look at that wife.
Do your thing.
Say hi to your wife.
Say hi to your mom. She's in the stands. Say hi to your wife. Look at your wife. Did he ever record anything else?
Not that I've been able to find, because I've been looking.
What's the video like? I've not seen it.
It's shot like it would have been if he recorded it in the 80s or 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, early, you know. So poor technology.
Yeah.
A lot of different angles and smoke and.
Oh man, that is funny.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got next?
Okay, why don't we go to track 186? This is, again, one of my favorites, Ed Too Tall Jones. You know, he was just a standout for the Dallas Cowboys throughout the 70s. He gave up his career for a while to be a boxer because he was giant and had such a reach. That didn't really work out. He went back to football. And in 1981, he put out a song, you know, it's a fly jam. Isn't this a fly
it's
jam?
It's Fly Jams Friday.
This is pretty fly. It's Funkin' on the Radio.
Funkin' on the Radio with Too Tall Jones.
Well, hello, everybody. Are you ready to go? Then set your dial to station WFUNK on your radio.
This is 1981, you said?
This is 1981.
Yeah, it sounds like 1981.
Yeah, exactly.
You got the pew, pew. That's a... You know,
got it?
Yeah.
It's all there. I think I could even see someone roller boogie into that.
No question about it. It's got that weird crossover time period between like 78 and 82.
Exactly.
Where it was just, what happened? Was disco still here? Is it gone? What's going on with keyboards? What a pew pew. Right. What the hell's happening?
If they did a video, someone's wearing a keytar, probably. No,
yes, I would agree with that. All right, what else? Where are we going now?
Oh, okay, let's go. 3:15. We played this last year, and I'm playing this now because I'd like to play, as the show goes on, a couple of other tracks from this guy. He's a former Chicago Bear, Anthony Spice Adams. He played for the Bears from 2007 to 2011, nine-year defensive tackle. And I don't know if you watch, I know you're a cooking show. I don't know if you're a fan of baking shows.
Yeah.
But he was a host for season 3 and 4. On the Great American Baking Show with him, and I think the woman from the Spice Girls was on with him, Baby Spice, Emily Button, and this is a song that's really really outstanding. It's his tribute to the Chick-fil-A restaurant French fries. And this is from 2018.
Okay, this is a tribute to Chick-fil-A French fries by Anthony Spice Adams.
Went to Chick-fil-A and ordered fries.
Yeah.
You already know what kind of size.
Let me get that large though.
It will be my pleasure. They look me in the eye. When I bite into it, I'm alive. Fresh from the fryer, I don't wanna waste no time. The roof of my mouth, it will not be worth it tonight. When I go to sleep, I dream about them continuously. They're fries. I can look away when fries just make my day. We're back again, ordered a number 5. Polynesian sauce, Chick-fil-A, and a buttermilk ranch.
I think it's. I think he should have sang in a different register. That's.
And as we go along today, I'll play a couple other things from him, and you'll find out there's a theme to his music. So he does everything has to do with food and or grilling.
Either food or grilling.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I like that theme.
Did you guys recognize the song that he was like covering?
Well, that's the thing. They're all parodies. They say. Of different songs.
Yeah. It was like a pretty big hit back in 2017 when he did that. That was just ridiculous. I think it's Mine by Bazzy.
And that was this song itself, the Fries song, was 2018. So would make sense. So.
Yeah.
All right. Rick, hang on.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, more sports songs, football edition in honor of the NFL being kicked off last night right here in Chicago. And we've got more sports songs coming up. And if you want to jump in with talk or text or question, or if you got a song that maybe you think Rick would enjoy, he's always looking for new stuff. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the WGN Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. I'm Nick DiGilio. I'm your overnight dude here till 5 a.m. It is Friday morning, and if you're a regular listener, you know we have all of our fun regular features, beginning with You Big Dummy, where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. And then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. We've got Straight Outta Context. That's where you listen 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds vaguely dirty, you jot down the date, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We got Nick D Show Spies. Similar to Straight Outta Context, you got to listen 24/7 to the station. Whenever anybody mentions me in any capacity, we want to know about it. And jot down the date, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we've got... We've got Fly Jams Friday, and we got Vic's Picks. That's when we join Vic Vaughn, who's off out of the newsroom this morning, but he is going to call in live at 3:30 to tell us about the latest albums that he's been listening to as he journeys through the 100 albums of all time, according to Rolling Stone. And so that's all coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And Rick Geezer is with us.
Yay!
NBC, or NBC, NFL. Well, it was on NBC.
It was.
NFL season is officially kicked off right here in Chicago last night. Football season is here, so we brought Rick in. We're doing a special football edition of Sports Songs. What did we hear coming back there?
We heard Rocket Ishmael, sure. The former Notre Dame star. He put out an album. That song was called Bounce. And that was the instrumental track. There were, you know, a number of other songs where he,
yeah,
where he did a little rapping, a little singing.
There you go.
A little crooning.
All right. We are back here. Let's get back into it. And it is football season. And what do we got next, Rick?
Well, we started off the show with the Super Bowl shuffle today.
Yeah.
Why don't we go back to the heyday and play another shuffle that people may have forgotten about, but Nick D fans have not.
Yeah.
It is Mike Ditka putting out his song called The Grabowski Shuffle.
Right.
It's track 129, and he put this out in 1987. And, of course, you know, he talked about the team being Grabowski, so that's what this is all about. The song was put together by the same team that put together the Super Bowl Shuffle. And, they put out the song, they put out a video, and it just didn't catch fire like the Super Bowl Shuffle did.
Right.
But this song is one of the greats. If you haven't heard it, you're gonna want to hear it all the time.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Mike Ditka with the Grabowski Shuffle.
Special team, we're working hard, more than a dream. Gang I want is tried and true. What they say is what they do. We're sometimes rough, but never phony. Don't eat steaks that spit baloney. They're with your win, go and talk. When it comes to fun, can't get enough. Now Papa Harris would have loved them. You can call them names, but never shout them. This group is always in the action. Winning is their satisfaction. When they get going, folks will cheer. No Colin Smiths, they'll toss their beer. You'll never muffle. Meet the Grabowskis and do the shuffle.
We're Grabowskis, wild and free. What you get is what you see. We like the polka, we like the shuffle. We may wrinkle, but we don't run. We like to work, we love to play. We do them both about the same way. Come on your feet, it's time to hustle. Let's all do the Grabowski shuffle.
Why this didn't catch on as much as the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh, it's really great. And the video is excellent.
It's and also the you can tell it's from the same people that did the Super Bowl Shuffle.
It is.
And when you look at, because you have the VHS copy.
I do.
And I've seen it several times. You've brought it to the studio several times. And the package looks exactly like the Super Bowl Shuffle. Same font, same picture.
Exactly, exactly. And they also, that same production team, we've played the songs through the years, but the year later, 1986, after the Bears recorded Super Bowl, the Rams, they did a production for the Rams called Let's Ram It.
Oh, yeah. We've played that.
We have.
Yep.
And then they did it for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and it was called the Baseball Boogie Bunch. We've played that too.
Wow. Well, was that their deal? Would they just... The production team would loan themselves out to sports teams?
Knowing a few of the people who were involved, they did not loan themselves. They're very strong on protecting their copyright.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. All right. So, what do we got next?
Well, why don't we go to 265?
Right.
We heard Terry Bradshaw earlier, but when I was getting ready to come into the studio, this song caught your producer Tom's attention. It's by Terry Bradshaw and Glenn Campbell, called Never Know Just How Good You've Got It. And it's from 1996. And the NFL Players Association in 95 and 96, they put out CDs called NFL Country, where they would team a player with a country performer. And then they would also put out CDs called NFL Jams, where they played a player with a hip hop or an R&B artist.
Right.
So this is from NFL Country in 1996.
Okay, and it's Bradshaw and Glenn Campbell.
And Glenn Campbell, two legends.
Here we go.
Hey, once I was a honky-tonkin' talk of the town, riding high in my bad Chevrolet. Had seven pretty women, Lord, hanging on me. A different one for every day. But look at me now, all my women's left town, and a buck is getting hard to come by. Yes, I must confess, my life's a big mess. I'm so low I could lay down and die. Well, you never know just how good you got it till you ain't got it no more. Never know just how high you're flying till you fall face down on the floor. Now all I can do is just moan the blues and dream about what I had before. You never know just how good you got it till you ain't got it no more.
See, I really like this.
Yeah, it's a good country.
That's awesome.
I really, really like this.
Well, because it's cousin Glenn.
Yeah. That's really, seriously, I love that.
It's not Wichita Lineman, but it's good in a different way.
Yeah, no, I love that. That's fantastic. All right, Terry Bradshaw, Glenn Campbell. Cool. The football edition of Sports Songs is happening. Rick Geezer is my guest. Okay, well, where are we going next?
Let's go to 325. This is a song we haven't played before, but I'm playing this because the artist, Marvin Jones Jr., a wide receiver for the Lions, performed this on American Idol, trying to get onto American Idol in 2017. And the other reason is he's singing one of your favorite songs.
Oh, okay. So this is Marvin Jones Jr., Lions wide receiver. And is this from American Idol?
This is from American Idol.
This is his audition.
Yes, he's auditioning for Katy Perry and Luke Bryan and
Lionel Richie.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So this is one of my favorite songs.
This is one of your favorite songs.
Here we go.
I'll close my eyes and I won't see the love you don't feel when you're holding me. Morning will come and I'll do what's right. Just give me till then to give up this fight. And I will give up this fight, yeah. Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. And you can't make your heart feel something it won't. Here in the dark, for these final hours, I will lay down my heart, and I'll feel the power if you won't. Oh, 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 I can't make you love me.
That is truly one of my favorite songs ever.
I know it is.
In the history of music.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he did not make it.
He did not make it. He did not make it. But
it was an interesting interpretation.
They said nice things about him. The interesting thing is, because we've played the song before.
Yes.
And this song is also
written by a football player.
A former football player,
yeah.
Mike Reed, who's written hit songs galore.
The first time, because this is, you know, Tom, have I ever talked about how much I love the Bonnie Raitt song?
No.
It is one, I think it is, I mentioned sometimes there are perfect songs. That is a perfect song. It is a beautiful song. It's a heartbreaking song, and her version is amazing. Bon Iver does a great version of it too. It's a great song. When you brought that in, the first time you brought it in, considering I've loved that song since,
and I did not know this at the time.
Yeah, I know you didn't. And truly, one of my favorite songs ever in the history of music. And When you brought that in and told me that a former football player, NFL player, wrote it, I was like, huh? And his version, we played his version right. of it. I was like, what? It actually totally blew my mind.
Yeah.
You successfully blew my mind.
Excellent.
That
morning. Excellent.
So, all right.
I mean, so there's no pants on the ground, but.
Yeah, pants on the ground. So, all right, Rick, hang on.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Rick Geezer is with us, and we are doing a special football edition of Sports Songs. Check out sportssongs.com. You can get the podcast at WGenRadio.com and iTunes, and he's on Facebook too, Sports Songs. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? How are you doing? It is Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday, straight out of context, you big dummy. Fly Jams Friday and Vic's Picks all coming up right here on 720 WGN. We are also going to play some crazy highlights from last night's Hamp, OB, and Cos show after the Bears loss. They went a little ballistic, and we'll play some of that back as well. Right now, though, Rick Geezer is with us. The NFL season has kicked off, so we are doing a football-themed sports songs edition. Tell us about what we just heard there.
That was Jonathan Stewart, running back for the Carolina Panthers at the time. He played in Super Bowl 50 in 2016, and he's playing the piano on that track with the help of some background singers. Of course, the song was Hello by Adele,
yep.
And that was from a CBS program called MVP.
Oh.
Where they had different NFL players.
Oh, yeah,
play.
Yeah. I remember that. Oh.
Yeah, it was around Super Bowl time.
Right.
So they got a few people.
Very cool.
That.
So that's him on the keys.
Exactly.
All right, very cool. Well, welcome back. Football edition of Sports Songs. Where do you want to go next?
Well, that's a little mellow. Let's bring it up a little bit. Track 277. This is Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown. He was fourth place in season 22 of Dancing with the Stars. More important, he was on last season of The Masked Singer.
That's right.
And that starts again in a couple weeks.
Yep.
And he did this parody of the Weeknd song, song by The Weeknd, for a Madden 17 commercial.
Right.
So why don't we check this
out?
Yeah,
let's check this out. Antonio Brown.
And you know that I could catch the ball, you know that I could run. I can also jump into the air cause I don't weigh a ton. So just put me on your Madden team, let's get this season won. We can roll to the Super Bowl. Touchdown pass, don't worry, I got it. Deep coverage, don't worry, they're slow. You know I will always be open just as soon as the ball gets thrown. Oh, oh, oh. I can't stop my end zone dancing moves. When I shake it, they can't take it. Let me win a Super Bowl with you. Oh, you love it. One more of it.
Build your team and take them all the way. Madden NFL 17. EA Sports. It's in the game.
They did a series of commercials that year. They had Von
right.
Miller. They also had Gronkowski doing Living on a Prayer.
Right. And, have we played that one?
Well, why don't we listen to it then?
No. We've played Gronkowski,
but
the one we just played.
I don't think we
no,
have.
No, we haven't.
I don't think we haven't.
Because I just happened to adore that Weeknd song.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I forgot
how great that song
that song
know,
is
yeah,
so
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
but I don't like the Weeknd makes me sad now because he changed his ridiculous hair.
He's not the Weeknd anymore.
He doesn't have the ridiculous hair anymore.
Well, you know, things change. Nick.
No, they
that's
can't.
His power is the hair.
He started working with Daft Punk, and all of a sudden, whoosh.
Yeah, I like that guy though, man. I think the Weeknd is extraordinarily talented.
Great dude.
Great, great, Great stuff. All right, that was funny. Now, we played. Good. I think we played the other ones. I think it's the first time we've ever played that
right,
one.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, what's next?
Why don't we go to another song we haven't played before? It's a short song.
Yeah.
It's track 323. It's Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins, and it was revealed during a podcast that he and his brothers went into the studio and recorded some songs, and they played portions of it on this Vikings podcast. And this song, we're going to hear him sing Blink-182's First Date.
Oh, God. All right, so this is from a podcast.
This is from a... I mean, it's they're playing the recording, and they revealed during the podcast these will never be released. They were just some things they were goofing around with.
Oh, God. All right. Okay, here we go.
Let's go. Don't wait. This night's almost over. Honest. Let's make.
Not bad, right?
Oh, I love that.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. But then they were like attacking each other for the quality.
You can do the dead arm dance to that song.
Yeah. That wasn't bad.
And then why don't we play the next track, 324?
All right.
Because then they also played another song they recorded, and it's the Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon.
Okay, here we go. She took my arm. Ooh. I don't know how it happened.
I mean, come on.
So
pretty good. Tom's on the drums there too.
Very impressive. Very impressive. So I think we need to have some bonfires this fall because it's Minnesota.
Around a lake.
Guitar.
Around a lake with somebody playing the guitar and then Kirk singing. I will watch.
We'll give you a tambourine.
That's great. That's fun.
So, you know, I hope the whole version somehow get out.
Those were not bad at all. Yeah. Actually, not bad at all, especially the Blink-182. That was not bad at all. Wow. Okay, let's do one more before we break.
Okay, let's go to 328. Earlier we played Anthony Adams singing about Chick-fil-A. Let's hear him singing a song from last year about grilling. It's called Grilling Uproar. It's 328.
Okay.
And we've never played this. This is a new debut.
Okay. Here we go.
Put the ribs low. Where the pellets go? Grill, smoke, bake, roast, now I'm up in smoke. Bow, get the tongues, dog. Flip the chicken, bro. Now I pot of sauce. Spicy buffalo. Douse it in the mop. Make it even cold. Mix it with some jelly or even compote. The smoke never dies. This a Traeger, yo.
Traeger.
Glasses on my eyes. Grilling out the foe. Cook the ribs low. Where the pellets go? Grill, smoke, bake, roast, now I'm up in smoke. This the grill show. You got front row. Plug it up, bro. Watch the fire show. Topper full of ribs. Yeah, the whole row. Looking at the cue, make my face glow. Put the coal inside. Oh, that's a no-no. I put the pellets in the side and I cook it slow. Put the ribs low. Where the pellets go? Trade the charcoal for the pellets, bro. I use the dry rub. Where the sauce go? This a Traeger grill. Now where the gas go? It's electric. That's where the plug go. I'm sipping on team. Money's on glow. I got a Duffo full of spatulas. There the love go. Grilling up rough. Cook the ribs low. Where the pellets go? Grill, smoke, bake, roast. Now I'm up in smoke. Bow, get the tongue stalled.
Oh, man. That's great. This is especially some great stuff this morning. I got to tell you, a lot of new stuff. A lot of great stuff.
And you know the song, Tom?
I don't. I don't know what song he's doing.
I can't remember which one it is, but I know he was doing some parodies of Jay-Z. He did some of Lil Wayne.
Oh, okay. You know, so I'm more of a Wu-Tang guy.
All right. Wow, Anthony Spice Adams, and all of the song parodies that he does are food related somehow.
Mostly food related.
Okay, very cool stuff. Very funny. All right, check out sportsongs.com, and you can go to iTunes or WGNradio.com for the podcast, and also he's on Facebook too. Rick, hang on.
Okay.
Take a break. We got the news coming up and then more sports songs football edition coming up. 312-981-7200 on 720 WGN. We'll Welcome back, everybody. And we are live in the WGN Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. Friday morning. All the regular Friday features of the Nick DiGilio Show are coming up, so stay tuned for that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. Follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show and stay connected on our Facebook page. Like us, follow us right now, facebook.com/Nick D Show. Rick Geezer is with us. The football season has officially begun, so we're doing a football-themed edition of Sports Songs. Welcome back, Rick.
Thank you very much. And I should mention, yes, coming up, so put a cassette into your recorder to get ready to play to record it, because we're going to be playing the classic Super Bowl itch before
which
the end of the show.
Which is one of the great... Tom, have you experienced the Super Bowl itch?
I mean, yes, but not the song.
Oh, well, prepare yourself, my friend.
This is a good one.
It's it's one of the greatest sports songs, one of my favorite sports songs of all time. I mean, my favorite sports song of all time is Honky.
You got it, yeah.
It's Honky the Christmas Goose. But yeah, this is right up there.
Yes, it is.
Super Bowl itch.
Yes, it is.
All right. Where do we go next?
Track 144, okay. And we've played this many times, but you got to play it if you're talking football. And especially on a day or, you know, the night after a Bears-Packers game, this is Reggie White, who put out a song in 1985 when he was leading the Packers on defense. And the song is called Doggies in the House. It was and it's just amazing. So check it out. And there's some great impressions in there as well.
That's right. This is pretty special too, Tom. Prepare yourself for this one too, really, seriously. Worst Rodney Dangerfield I've ever heard in my life.
And we didn't even get to him doing Bill Cosby.
We got Bill Cosby, yeah. And it's him, Reggie White, doing some fantastic impressions. Apparently he's a wrestling fan.
I got to give it up for any Macho Man Randy Savage impersonation.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why he did them, you know, if we're getting critical here.
Yeah.
Why would you do the two wrestlers in a row? You should have separated them.
Yeah, you want to show some variation in your impressions.
I would agree.
But that really was the worst Rodney Dangerfield I've ever heard.
It was terrible.
Oh, my God. Okay. Because he just kept saying, respect, respect.
That was it.
That's all
I
could say. That's my Rodney Dangerfield. My Rodney Dangerfield impression is just saying the word respect over and over again. I don't get respect. Respect.
Crazy.
Okay. What's next?
Why don't we go to 322? Right. Now, this is really good, and this is by a very respected singer and a very respected human rights activist, Paul Robeson.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know Paul Robeson played in the NFL?
I didn't know that.
Paul Robeson played in the NFL in 1921 and 1922 with the Akron Pros. This is 322.
Yeah.
With the Akron Pros in 21 and the Milwaukee Badgers in 22. He played his collegiately at Rutgers, and he is in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Wow.
But Paul Robeson, of course, is so well known for the songs he did, you know, Showboat, and,
yeah,
you know, all those great songs and all the spirituals that he sang, and for the work he did on behalf of human rights.
Yeah.
So I mean, he was blacklisted, you know, the whole things he went through.
Yeah.
But why don't we listen to one of his songs? This is from 1958, so a little later in his career, but he's singing from a New York City concert at Carnegie Hall.
Okay, here we go.
It's not far, just close by, through an open door. We're all done, carried by, going to fear no more. Mother's there expecting me, father's waiting too. Lots of folks gathered there.
What a voice.
Yeah, incredible. I had no idea he
played. I had no idea. I mean, of course, everyone knows about Paul Robeson.
Sure.
But I was doing some research for this appearance, and I ran into a thing, especially with this, the 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, here is someone you might not have known.
Yeah.
Played within that 100 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. Okay. Paul Robeson. Wow. Okay. What's next?
Let's go to track 136. You're going to be playing a bunch of clips from Hamp, OB, and Kaz a little bit later on. Well, why don't we hear a song from Hamp?
Okay.
In 1987, he was part of a group called the Chicago Six. He's still part of a group. They're still playing, you know, festivals around the area, doing some recording as well. And they put on a big concert at the UIC Pavilion or whatever it's called. I mean, it's sponsored now. But over there, and he's singing Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen.
All right, here's Hamp, who you're going to hear yelling about last night's Bears game in just a little bit. Dan Hampton. Course, very good.
That is good.
It's really good. Yeah.
And he's still playing today, and you know, now he's teamed up with Steve McMichael and Otis Wilson.
Yeah.
During this concert, it was him with Sweetness Walter Payton on drums, Dave Duerson, and a few members of the Blackhawks.
Oh, Davey Du.
Yeah.
Troy?
Yeah, Troy Murray was part of that. Yes, he was. When I bring it up to him, he turns many shades of red.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear him and Weideman back on the radio. It couldn't come soon enough. I got to tell you,
yeah,
less than a month away from hockey. So that means the next time you come back will be at the beginning of hockey season.
Well, let's play some hockey.
And we got to do some hockey songs.
We'll do some hockey. Exactly.
Very cool. All right, let's do some hockey.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. Just got the reference.
All right.
It's Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper when he hosted SNL. No idea what his sports correspondent and black guy who had no idea what hockey was. They know what they say. Let's do some hockey. All right. What's next?
Let's go to 171. This is a song by a former Super Bowl MVP, Terrell Davis. And I'm going to play this because it's one of your favorite rappers is joining him. It's Legit. This is a song called All in the Game. And
yeah.
this came out on cassette. I have the cassette.
Right. I've seen it.
And it comes with a trading card and everything.
Yeah. Legit.
Legit.
Yes, one of my favorite rap names of all. I have no idea who Legit is.
Don't know Legit.
But I know it's...
Tom might know Legit.
He will never quit because he's too legit.
I don't know Legit.
Okay.
I'm unlegit. Okay. And therefore I must quit.
Okay. Terrell Davis with Legit.
Soldier story. It's not about the fame or the glory. Peacetime, wartime, enemies coming for me. I'm 6 foot, 215, running 4'4". The more you sweat in peace, the less you lean war. Expect the unexpected, it's my motto, and it's real. It's the Samuel L. Jackson and me, a time to kill. Get my soldier boots, no steel toes, the ones with the Nike swoosh. Buckle my chin strap, my hard hat, your signal to my troops. We're going in, side by side, on the strong survive. You better lift weights, bounce around if you wanna stay alive. One drop of venom, what's in them? It's enough to kill 1,000 men. It's like riding a bike, fall off, get back on, it's all
I'm assuming that's Legit.
Legit was the guy singing. Yes.
Yeah, that was Legit. Okay, yeah. Man, he's legit.
I mean, he sings legit. It was legit.
Oh, man.
Or something right. That rhymes with legit.
Yeah. wait, hold on.
All right.
Wow. All right, why don't we break here?
Okay.
Then we'll come back. We got one more segment with Rick, and we've got more football-related sports songs to do right here on 720 WGN, and we'll get right to it after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. Friday morning. All the regular Friday features are coming up. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and Vic's Picks and Fly Jams Friday. All coming up right here. Right now, though, we are talking with Rick Geezer from SportsSongs.com. And coming up at 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell. And also coming up, the stories that matter with Jordan Bernfield in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And Rick, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
That again was Dennis Green.
That was Dennis Green again. That was Happiness is Contagious. And listening to that kind of sounded like Mercy, Mercy Me.
It did a little bit, yeah. Yeah, it did. It did.
So.
And it's football edition of sports songs. And where do we want to go?
Why don't we go to track 156? It's a song I've had on the list for a number of years, but just never got around to playing.
Okay.
It's from a group called Bits of the Bunch. Bits of the Bunch. And this is, it's four members of the 1980 Washington Redskins. And now I said 1980. This is pre-Super Bowl Shuffle. So people were putting out songs before the Super Bowl
Shuffle. There you go, yeah.
And it's their reworking of the Spinners classic called Working Our Way Back to You.
Oh, okay. And it's Bits of the Bunch.
Bits of the Bunch.
Now, you said 1980
Redskins.
Redskins,
yes.
Exactly what we had to do. And every game we're going to try.
Oh, man. Oof.
Oof.
Oh man.
The Super Bowl shuffle kicked it up a notch.
I hope somebody requests the actual version of that song for Fly Jams Friday later.
That's a great song.
So we can get the taste of that out of our mouths, play the real version of it later.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, then the Super Bowl shuffle, of course, caused everybody to want to do stuff. So why don't we go to track 165? I don't think we've played this one. This was from the 1988 Philadelphia Eagles, and this was Randall Cunningham and all his teammates are singing about Buddy Ryan in a song called Buddy's Watching You.
Okay, here we go.
Back. The guy everybody wants to sack. Now you see me, now you don't. You think you will? No, you won't.
Quick six, a wide receiver. They thought the name was a joke, but I made them all believers. I go up guys all around. Who's got the ball when we hit the ground?
Jerome Brown with a lot to say. I back it up by the way I play. Guys, look at me, they don't know what to do. I see, look out, and I'm coming on through.
But he's watching you. The Philly fans are too, so you better hold that line. If you don't, you're gonna make us go out.
Good God. This is so 1988.
It definitely is.
With the wiki. And the good God.
Good God.
And it's all about Buddy Ryan.
It is.
It sounds like he's going to murder somebody.
Oh, I wouldn't put it past Buddy Ryan to have murdered somebody.
Yeah. Talk to Hampton about that.
Exactly. All right. Well, that was great. All right. What's next?
Well, from that same era, why don't we go to track 164 then? That same era, 1986. So at the start of the 86 season, the Los Angeles Raiders, which had stars like Howie Long, Jim Plunkett, and more, they put out their own record called Silver and Black Attack.
Oh, okay. And this is the LA Raiders.
This is the LA Raiders.
All right, there we go.
Gets headlines of glory every day. Running and catching may appeal to the mob, but I'd rather be tackling and doing my job. This long's not short on quarterback sacks, and I love to sit on those running backs. We wear the silver, we wear the black. We never retreat, we always attack.
Allen's my name, offense is my game. Running or catching for me is the same. Cause if you wanna win, you got to score. Even when you're tired and your muscles are sore, just give me the ball.
You know, you hear these things and you go, man, I wish the Super Bowl shuffle never existed.
Well, and also you can hear with the guitar going, it was like, oh, so Beat It had already been a hit.
Let's bring
out the rock guitar.
No, those last two were very, very, very late 80s.
Yeah.
No, but there was no wiki-wiki.
No wiki-wiki on that one. No, sorry about that. I apologize.
That's going to downgrade it, right?
Yeah.
I apologize.
Okay, what's next?
Why don't we go to 161 since we're in that era? Why don't we go back a few years pre Super Bowl shuffle? The 1981 San Diego Chargers put out a whole album. It includes Hall of Famers Kellen Winslow and Fred Dean, plus a whole bunch of others. And this is a song called "We Came to Play."
And this is
161.
Okay, all right, here we go.
More than ever.
What year was this again?
1981. So that period, kind of like the Ed Too Tall Jones.
Yeah.
Not quite disco, not quite, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man. All right. I think we have time for two more.
Oh, two more.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, why don't we... why don't we go with... I was thinking we only had one, but why don't we... Why don't we play another Anthony Spice Adams?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. What's
why don't we?
What number
we will go to track? Let's go to track 327.
Okay.
And this was put out in 2013, one of his earliest one, and this is his ode to pulled pork.
And it's 327.
327. The song is simply called Pulled Pork.
And it's just about pulled pork.
It is. This is a great number. Check out the video. You can go to YouTube and check it out.
All right.
It's a lot of fun.
All right. Anthony Adams, who enjoys food. Okay. All right. It didn't work.
Okay,
right, let's go to the final. Let's go to the final song.
We'll get to the final song, and then the final song we're going to play is track 174, and that is going to be by Kenny Burrows. He played with.
There we go. We're all set.
Okay, which one are we playing, Kenny Burrows?
Yes.
Kenny Burrows played with the Houston Oilers, and in 1979 they were a pretty good team, and they were trying to get to the Super Bowl, and he put out a song called The Super Bowl Itch.
Here it is, everybody. The Super Bowl Itch.
There's something going round down in Houston town. It's caught by young and old. Can't shake it, so I'm told. Contagious as can be. There's no immunity. Thing. Rocky forgets to fight. Drag, you love won't bite. Let Campbell get the praise. Just give me the raise. Reaching a fever pitch. It's called the Super Bowl.
I loved it. He basically compares going to the Super Bowl with a disease.
It's a complete disease,
and
yes.
Rocky can't fight, and Dracula will not bite.
Is Dracula not biting a bad thing? I don't know.
For Dracula, I think it is. All right, Rick, it's always a pleasure, man.
Thank you for having me.
We'll get you back in when hockey season begins.
Let's do it.
All right, cool. Rick Giezer, sportsongs.com is the website. Let's take a break here. The news is up after this.